Chapter 8. Caught off Royal Guard. The Royal Guard hopefuls galloped back and forth, pounding their strong hooves into the dirt and grass. The field was a constellation of divots. Shining Armor stood at the helm, wearing his Royal Guard commander's uniform with pride. He barked out orders as part of a training exercise meant to prepare the stallions for anything and everything. If the ponies didn't react correctly to the order given, they were out. The exercise would continue until one stallion stood victorious. Right flank, march! The stallions turned right, all except for one with a dusty orange mane who spun left. Topaz, out! Called Shining Armor. The pony hung his head and trotted to the sideline to meet the others who had met a similar fate. Now there were only four ponies left in the exercise. About turn! Three of the stallions turned in a circle to the left instead of right, as they were supposed to. Shining Armor pointed his hoof at the one pony who had performed the move correctly. He was a strong, towering golden stallion. Every pony knew he was the best, most dedicated potential soldier of the bunch. Practically a horseshoe in. Jasper Hoof wins the drill off! He stood at attention and didn't even crack a smile. Princess Cadence had been secretly watching the tryouts from the stands, hoping to show a little support for Shining Armor without getting in his way. She hadn't planned on revealing herself to the stallions, but it seemed like the perfect time to give the fellows a break. Darling, Princess Cadence shouted, how about giving the boys a breather?
Katie, what are you doing here? He said through his teeth.
He widened his eyes. We've got a lot to do today.
Oh, come on, Mr. Sirius, Cadence teased.
She mimicked his tight-lipped facial expression. You and the stallions still need to eat lunch, right? I'll have the kitchen bring down a picnic so they can check out the garden. Over his shoulder, the princess saw the pony's ears perk up. Even Jasper Hoof, who was all business, seemed hopeful. Shining Armor glanced back at them.
I guess they have been working really hard. He smiled as he caved. How do you manage to convince me of everything you want?
The princess batted her eyelashes, innocent as ever.
I don't know. Magic?
I'm under your spell, my dear. Shining Armor turned back to his stallions and yelled,
Let's move out, recruits! Lunch!
Ponies from all over the Empire were already frolicking in the revamped garden, even though the celebration was officially still a few days away. They appeared to be nothing short of entranced by the newfound natural beauty of the castle grounds. And for good reason. The flower selections were like nothing Cadence had ever seen before. The blooms were every color of the rainbow and ranged from the size of a newborn foal to a full-grown stallion. Some of the plant varieties were unique. Cadence thought they must grow only in the Crystal Empire. She wanted to ask the names of them, but there was no sign of Olivine Jewel and her two friends. Thought the princess. They must finally be finished. She made a mental note to commend them on their excellent contributions. Cadence was filled with pride as she strolled through the garden and watched the ponies have fun. Some crystal ponies lay in the grass, staring up at the clouds. Others laughed, and some hummed upbeat tunes. A few sat mesmerized as they stared into the shimmering water of the centerpiece fountain of Spike the Brave and Glorious. The statue dragon had real emeralds for eyes and squirted water out of its mouth, a reminder of the fire Spike had lit in honor of the Equestria Games. The Royal Guard hopefuls had no trouble finding a nice patch of grass to enjoy their picnic of sandwiches, made from Granny Smith's own stock of Zap Apple Jam, shipped all the way from Sweet Apple Acres. Shining Armor laughed heartily at some pony's joke, then stopped himself and nodded, serious. He was doing his best to retain some sense of authority while still being one of the stallions. It was endearing.
A bright orange monarch butterfly landed on Cadence's muzzle for a moment and took off toward the fountain. Cadence watched its journey as it landed on the nose of a pony she recognized as Glitter Mint. The filly didn't react to the butterfly. She just kept staring intensely at something in the water. Cadence trotted over, intrigued by the odd behavior. "What are you looking at, Glitter Mint?"
"Myself," the filly answered dreamily. "I'm so fascinating."
"I am too. Look at me," mused the pony next to her. She was doing the exact same thing as Glitter Mint. "I can't stop looking at my face. It's like I've never seen it before." Her eyes bore into her watery reflection. She wasn't even blinking. Nearby, a pair of ponies were humming so loud they sounded like a hive of bees. It wasn't a melody, just noise. The ponies had the same glazed-over look as Glitter Mint and her friend. They appeared to be having a conversation, but they were just humming back and forth to each other. "What?" Cadence suddenly felt as if she'd entered an alternate reality. Maybe she had. She rubbed her eyes and tried to will herself out of the vision. But when the princess opened them, everything was the same as before. It was real. Olivine, Fire Opal, and Starseed hid in one of the hum zinnia bushes nearby. The three little ponies had clothespins on their muzzles to make sure they didn't accidentally sniff the flowers themselves. They watched the scene unfold with equal parts fascination and shock. "I can't believe the enchanted flowers actually worked," Olivine smiled in wonder. "My grandpa Alabaster always told me stories of magic plants, but I thought he was making most of it up, especially the part about how fast they grow."
"It's actually kind of awesome," marveled Fire Opal. Her voice sounded nasal because of the clothespin.
"Nice job, Olivine."
Olivine beamed. "You're sure no pony will be harmed?" Starseed asked again. "It's just like a weird way to connect with nature."
"Of course, they're totally fine," Olive assured them. She watched as a teal unicorn sniffed a gigantic white laser lily and lay down on the grass, yawning. The effects wear off eventually. But Princess Cadence didn't know that, Olivine thought. Maybe she would regret making a bunch of ponies do all the work.